From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Mogadishu. Witnesses in Somalia's capital say at least 10 people were killed, more than 15 wounded, when militants attacked a hotel Wednesday. The assault on Mogadishu's Ambassador Hotel came hours after Somali officials said a top commander of militant group Al-Shabaab was killed in a late-night military operation. Fighting rages for the control of the Iraqi city of Fallujah. Islamic State militants seized the city more than 2 years ago, and now Iraqi forces are trying to take it back. Some 20,000 children are believed to be trapped in Fallujah. The UN Children's Fund says very few families have been able to leave. There are fears that the thousands of civilians remaining could be used as human shields by IS. Those who have managed to escape describe deteriorating situation where food and medicines are in short supply and the water unsafe for drinking. Syrian Democratic Forces, a Kurdish-led alliance working alongside over 200 American Special Forces troops, have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border in Syria since Tuesday. They are advancing toward the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes in the area in the past 24 hours, which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says have killed 15 civilians. Suspected arsonists burned down a new refugee center in Austria near the German and Czech borders. The Red Cross said 48 asylum seekers had been expected to move into the residential city center in 2 weeks. Authorities said the building in Altenfelden in northern Australia was deliberately set on fire. This is VOA News.